Welcome to episode 2 of the Rebel Within podcast. This podcast is going to be called Hypocrisy of Rock and Roll and Heavy Metal Bands. This is sort of kind of an interesting topic today. And I want to address some situations that I think that people need to know about and how confusing some things can be, but yet it's hypocrisy from people who are like left and liberals, and just they talk a bunch of shit but they can't back none of it up. Alright, so here's the whole situation. The other night Donald Trump tweeted a congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. Trump tweeted at 10:15 p.m. You represent the great state of Kansas. In fact, the entire USA very well. Our country is proud of you. Okay? Now, here's the whole funny thing about that. You had a bunch of rock stars and metal stars going on here and bashing Donald Trump for his tweet. And what people don't understand is, like, you've got Kansas City, Kansas, and you got Kansas City, Missouri, which is an easy mistake to make. Because if you think about it, when you think of Kansas City, you don't really think of Missouri, you think of Kansas City. That's just like Oklahoma City or New York City. Or some of them other states who have cities by their names. You don't really think of Kansas City, Missouri. I wouldn't think of that. But, no. Here's what happens is people have to go on here and run their mouths about stuff that they, themselves, don't even understand. Okay, you take, for instance, like, let me make sure I get this right, the name here. Charles Lance Benoit, or however you pronounce his name, okay. He was born November 27, 1962. He's 57 years old. From Bronx, New York, okay? Now, somebody being from New York, I would think would understand that you have teams that represent certain cities that don't even, or states, pretty much, that don't even play in that state. You take, for instance, like the New York Giants and the New York Jets. They play football in East Rutherford, New Jersey. They don't even play in New York State. Okay? So, to me, that right there is the hypocrisy in itself. Okay? Right? You take, for instance, like the Washington Redskins, right? They don't even play in Washington, D.C. They play in Landover, Maryland. And that's just like some of the other teams. They might represent a certain city in a state, but half the time they don't even play in that city. Sometimes they don't even play in that state, but yet that's who they represent. Benante tweeted, I thought Kansas City was in Missouri. Stable genius. At blabbermouth.net, clickbait, okay? Then Tracy Guns of LA Guns tweeted, is this the state of Kansas' first Super Bowl win? Okay. And then, what's his name there? He typed JFC, abbreviation for Jesus effing Christ. used to convey that emotion of laughter, point of tears. 20 minutes later, Lamani sent out another tweet, this time apparently defending Trump, saying 75% of the people dunking on Trump about Kansas City tweet had no friggin' idea where the city is of the second before they read it. The whole thing that gets me is, right, you want to sit here and you want to talk about some of these rock stars, and they want to sit here and they want to talk about Trump. Not even, hell, back when a lot of these, in the younger days, and when a lot of these bands were touring, right? Hell, they were so smashed, so drunk, so fucked up on drugs, they didn't even know what fucking cities they were in, much less what states they were in, right? All they know is they had a gig to play, so they went up on stage and played. But yet, you want to sit here and talk about a tweet, a misrepresentative tweet that Donald Trump tweeted about the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, you know, here's the thing. The only reason these people said anything is because they got to look cool and they got to look hip and they got to look all this in front of their left and liberal buddies, their other band buddies that are like that, or musician buddies or celebrity buddies that are Donald Trump haters. They got to look good in front of them. But it's the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy is the hell half these fucking people that tour don't even know where the hell they at most of the time, no damn way. I mean, you take, for instance, like my hometown of Chesterfield, South Carolina. There's a Chesterfield, Virginia. Like, there's a Mexico, New York. There's an Auburn, New York. And you also got Auburn, Alabama, where the Auburn Tigers play. I mean, come on, really? I mean, you gonna sit there? I would think that someone from New York State would understand that, considering that the New York Giants and the New York Jets don't even play in New York State. They play in Jersey. I mean, really? Are you gonna sit there and be like that? Seriously? I mean, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. That is such hypocrisy to the highest level. Like I said, back in the days, these people were so drunk and so stoned most of the time, they didn't even know what city or state they were in. Hell, they didn't even know if they were in the country half the damn time. All they know is they had a show to play, so they went up on stage and played. But yet, you're going to sit here and act like that. That's the thing that gets to me, right? They just want to hate on Trump for every little thing they can. But if that would have been someone else, they would have played it off like, oh, well, he made an error, because people would think, oh, yeah, well, there is a Kansas City in Kansas City, Kansas, you know, an honest mistake. No, when it's Trump, you got to bash all over. So, yeah, it's just the hypocrisy runs wild, man. It's crazy. They don't understand what it is the hell they're doing themselves. They just want to look cool and shit. Well, actually, you make yourself look like a dumbass if that's the whole thing about it. Well, I just want to say that, you know, for you people out there, you know, your hypocrisy can only go so far. Quit being hypocritical. Quit being hypocrites and think about things before you go out and say it, and quit making yourselves look like a bunch of jackasses. Well, that's all I got for today for the Rebel Within podcast. I want to say thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed this podcast, there'll be more to come. Thank you. Have a good night. And this is Bill signing out of the Rebel Within podcast.